The World Junior A Challenge this year taking place in Dawson Creek from December 7th to the 15th. Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Jason LaRose, the manager of content services with Hockey Canada. I guess my first question here, Jason, is how ready is Hockey Canada for this event to come back around here once again?
We're ready. You know, we've got our the teams came in yesterday, and we've got our staff here. And you know, obviously having done a few events in Dawson Creek makes it a little easier to know the building and know the staff. But yeah, I mean, pre-tournament tonight, and we're ready for the pucks to drop.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to believe how much this tournament has grown. I believe the first one was back 2006 in Yorkton, Saskatchewan. How big has it come over the years?
Well, I was actually there in 2006. That was one of the first events I ever worked with Hockey Canada. So to go from what that was to what this is, and the attention that's on it, and you know, the quality of the hockey that's here, you know, those first years, we had teams like Germany and Belarus and Slovakia, and obviously, you know, those are hockey nations, but to have teams like the U.S. here, they weren't there the first year, you know, the Russians and their under-18 team, the Canadian talent's just getting better. It's night and day from what that was 13 years ago to what you're going to see on the ice this week.
And I'm actually someone who's actually saw this tournament up close a couple of times. I spent 3 years over in Bonneville. Got to see it two of the last 3 years, as a matter of fact. And I remember the 2016 tournament. Andrei Svechnikov of the Russians was the MVP of the tournament that year, doing pretty good for himself down in Carolina right now. Also, Cale Makar was on Team Canada West that year. He's doing good now in Colorado. So why don't you tell us a little bit about a lot of the big name players that have sort of rolled through this tournament over the years.
For sure. You know, we talked about that 2006 tournament, and my biggest memory is the first game ever tournament history, Canada West against Russia. Kyle Turris was the big name. A couple months before he went to Phoenix in the draft, and he had 4 goals in that first game. And you know, it's still a record. Nobody else has ever scored 4 goals. You know, you look at guys like, you know, the Blues won the Stanley Cup last year. They had 3 guys that played this tournament: Jaden Schwartz, Colton Parayko, and Andrei Tarasenko. They're all World Junior A Challenge alumni. Tyson Jost and Dante Fabro played twice for Canada West. I know not a great name for Oilers fans, but Nail Yakupov, you know, before he went first overall to the Oilers, he played in this tournament. You know, you talked about Makar. You talked about Svechnikov. The alumni list, it's neat for me to be able to go back and update it after the draft every year and look at these guys that have come through and where they are just a couple years later.
And the format for the tournament, I remember last year in Bonneville, was Canada West, Canada East, U.S., Czech Republic, and Russia. Still those same 5 teams for this year?
Still those same 5 teams, yeah. That was a change for last year. Up until last year, it was a 16 tournament. Teams were split into 2 groups, so you weren't always guaranteed those, you know, the Canada games and 2 Canada-Russia games and Canada-U.S. games and USA-Russia. So this format and having 5 teams, it guarantees you those big games. And you know, if you're a hockey fan and you see Canada-Russia on the schedule, you know, that's, you're going to want to watch that. So you're guaranteed to see good games every night. And you know, it's really a test for the teams. You know, the team that's standing at the end, they've earned their way there.
And, of course, the big thing at the end of the tournament, the gold medal game, which I understand will once again be televised nationally on TSN.
Absolutely. TSN, proud broadcast partner, Hockey Canada. You know, I know Craig Button's coming out to do color for the game. He's done it the last few years. And, you know, I know talking to him, he glows about the talent in this tournament. And I'm sure you'll see him on Twitter. You'll see him on TSN talking about the talent that's here, talking about that game in the lead up to the 15th.
Well, it should be a fun week of hockey here in the Peace region. Jason LaRose from Hockey Canada, thanks for joining us here.
Oh, my pleasure.